Hello, everybody, and welcome to Great Touch for a Big Lad, coming to you from Paris, France. We escaped, lads. We did it.
Got our Marseille.
Just about. My name is James Alcott. I am a QPR season ticket holder, but I am supporting England,
England at the Euros.
Yeah, Craig is a Stoke City season ticket holder, but you're supporting who at the Euros?
England, yeah.
James Irwin is a Chelsea season ticket holder, and he is supporting who?
Belgium. No.
You follow Hazard everywhere.
And Dominic Lewis, who is a Brentford season ticket holder, and is supporting who?
Pretty much everyone.
Really? a lot of love in your heart.
Greedy.
Wales, Ireland, England.
Wales, Ireland, and England. And so, we're speaking from Paris. We were in Marseille. We're going to talk about what we encountered there. Kicked off big time. That's the phrase that Craig can't stop saying.
It went off.
Whenever
we arrive at any point in Paris, you expect some do Cockney thing you do. Some Cockney English fan turn up and just go,
It's went off.
It went off, lads.
It's gone off, lads.
Fucking come on!
You've got to see big time after it as well.
Craig's doing it when like a lid comes off. I'm thinking mustard because we just got it out for breakfast. Didn't have any in. It was a bit weird having mustard. Anyway, we're going to talk about the game, talk about everything else that happened. But as I say, we did escape from Marseille. So the question I've got for you guys for this podcast.
Didn't have a question.
If you can send back a message to your loved ones back home, what would you want to say to them? Craig, you can go first, mate.
I don't know what the angle that the British press are coming from, but it wasn't all England's fault, definitely. And that's an understatement in itself.
And I'm safe as well. Maybe let them know that.
Always reporting.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. The fact I'm speaking to him saying this, he's obviously safe, isn't he?
But they know that.
All right, I'm fine. I didn't get involved in anything. A little bit of tear gas. But Russians and the French police are as much to blame for violence, from what I witnessed.
The instigators, almost.
Yeah, from what I witnessed. Yeah.
I would say I'm safe. I'll definitely start with I'm safe. And I mentioned how nice that stadium was.
The stadium.
It was incredible.
Oh, it was stunning. We all went to the game as well, England-Russia, and the stadium was, it was stunning.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Potentially the best ground I've ever been.
I blown away that much by a stadium, if I'm honest. Really? It was impressive.
Yeah. It was so vast,
though. It was massive.
Stadium's aspect of it. It was massive.
What would be your message to...
Three prongs, I'd say. One, I'm fine. Two, it wasn't all us. Bad. And three, Marseille is a shithole.
Had nice parts.
Had nice parts, but we didn't really...
I think we didn't really go to them, did we? Historical parts of it.
We
went to the Shamrock pub instead.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. I saw a lovely little fountain in the city centre when we walked back from the game. That was quite nice.
Yeah, but there was tear gas there, so I couldn't see it.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
That's true. My message would be, look, guys, I'm fine. I'm slightly addicted to taking my phone out of my pocket now whenever I see something, because obviously I'm out here with Ball Street getting videos and stuff like that. So that's a bit weird. Cause when anything happens, I'm sort of tapping my... Where's the phone? But I agree. It's kind of... The whole... You saw all the things that you've seen in the press over the years. But I didn't feel unsafe by the English lot at all. They weren't proactively kicking off. That's the thing. If you're worried about the fact that they're looking around trying to find fights, that wasn't the case at all from my experiences. What I was scared about was the music still on. What I was scared about was a Russian guy just coming from nowhere and smashing me in the face. That's what you've seen on TV.
I guess you're wearing an English shirt. If you're wearing a Russian shirt, you might be thinking.
Yeah, very true. I was wearing an English shirt in the Russia end.
Yeah.
Which was like, I was like, why have I got this shirt on? Mm. When it got to the end of the game and they've drived to the left. Fortunately, we're back road on, weren't we?
Yeah, near enough, yeah.
That's probably the best view you could have for a football game, be in the back row. Like, we were in the back row and the view was amazing. Yeah,
yeah. What category
were our tickets?
So we were the opposite side to you guys, weren't we? So Craig and I.
We saw the charge, didn't we?
Weber, who's in the room with us. We're the opposite side. So we had a great view as well. I think everywhere we were in that stadium, it was going to be pretty exceptional. It was pretty much all England in our side.
I think the ground was maybe 75% English.
Yeah.
Based on flags.
Based on flags.
That's a true indicator.
There was a lot of noise coming out from our end, certainly.
Yeah.
I thought. Definitely it looked like, we knew where you guys were, kind of diagonal to us.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, that was the kind of the Russian
bit.
Home end,
yeah.
If you will.
They were, from our perspective, I remember turning to Dom a couple of times going, we seem a bit quiet, the fans. But I think it's that thing that always happens. It's like in your down your end. We couldn't hear you. We were really
loud.
Because it's a bloke next to you screaming in your ear.
Also, it's a massive stadium, so the other end of the actual stadium is quite far away because you're actually quite far back from the pitch actually.
Yeah.
From where we were sat, Russian fans were really quiet. I heard two or three spurts. Chant,
few,
is that
spurt. That's probably not the right word, is it?
I think you can tell by, and in these days it's probably not the nicest thing, but when the national anthems go out, you can tell.
The Russian one got absolutely hammered
by boos. They didn't do it, but I guess they were booing our one as well.
Were they booing our one?
No, they weren't.
Were they not?
To be fair,
no. The Russian one got absolutely destroyed by the fans.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a pet hate, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that had died out a lot. Or maybe being at the ground, you hear it a little bit more than you do on TV. But that, I really thought that died down. I was quite surprised that that's so.
Is it just because it was Russia, or is that the norm these days? Like, do England?
I don't think England have got any real hate against Russia in general, have we?
Well,
anymore.
Well, Wales. And Daisy. Well, Wales boo England on Thursday, and vice versa.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
undoubtedly.
There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, we were in the fan park in Marseille watching the Wales game before the England game, and it got booed then, didn't it? By some England
fans.
That was kind of inevitable, wasn't it? Because we were in the city in the fan park where the England game was happening. So there were no, apart from Dom, there were no Wales fans there. So it is going to be all England lot. So that you would naturally do that, wouldn't they?
Well, boo it.
Yeah. Well, they as a group, as a collective, you could, like you say, undoubtedly, you can see it coming.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Whereas they might actually say if you're in a fan park and you've got half England, half Wales. I mean, maybe not. Maybe I'm being naive, but they might have respected each other a little bit more, or it might have been the opposite and been even worse. Yeah. Probably the second, actually. Yeah. So just to stick with Marseille just for a little bit longer. So the place itself, on the way there, I got a taxi and was chatting to the taxi driver and asking him about kind of are you a bit nervous because of course. 1998, there were problems the first time round.
Didn't learn the lesson, did they? Let's put England in Marseille again.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, let's put two of the most violent footballing fans in the world
in one city
where they've been before.
And they had trouble before with the locals.
Yes, please.
So I got there and I was saying, are you nervous about England?
This was to the cab driver.
To the cab driver. And he was saying, he said, no. He said, it's not about England. It's not about Russia, Poland, name a country. It's about our locals. It's a game to them to cause trouble, to have fights, to try and rob people. So you need to be really, really careful. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Go out. Stole his car. But then I put my bags down. You boys were getting there later on. You got there about, what time did you guys get there in the end?
Midnight. As soon as we got to Marseille, we got a call from Jay, a petrified James Allcott saying, I'm stranded, I'm stuck.
Come and get me.
The Russians have trapped me in this place.
So fast forward an hour, I chucked my bags and then gone to the Old Port, which is where there's like a strip of bars, and that's where all the England fans have been congregating, and that's where all the trouble had happened. It was all fine. Look, every Englishman there was pretty much hammered when I got there about 8:30, but they were just all singing away. And then the game ended. Then the police were trying to sort of disperse them a little bit, but it hadn't kicked off too much. And then I was literally actually doing a little like vlog thing just to say what I'm saying now in the podcast, and then looked, and you can see the video. It's on our Facebook page, isn't it now?
It is now, yeah.
Like our Facebook page as well. And it was there. You can see I'm going, look, everyone's actually just behaved. Oh, shit. Here, look, they're coming.
Yeah.
And there was a like stampede.
When you say they're coming, Russian fans.
I don't know, but I think it was a mix between the locals and the Russian
fans.
They mobbed up together to sort of charge at these six bars where all the England fans were. And then the England fans were then charging back just to essentially defend themselves, then we all got, everyone was sort of cocooned in this kind of, I don't know, I guess five streets by five streets. We were all kind of kept in the middle, but I was trying to get back to the flat.
That's when we got the call from you.
And that's when you got the call, yeah.
Crying his eyes out, saying, help me.
What?
You were crying. Crying his eyes out, saying, I'm stuck. I'm stranded. He's bitten on it. I'm stranded, I'm stuck on these streets. The Russian fans and locals have kind of...
Calling me names,
yeah. And I...
Yeah, they call me Harry Potter.
Yeah, right. But you were saying whenever you tried to maybe venture away from that little strip or selection of streets, you'd get kind of... You felt that you were going to an area which would be attacked again.
The stampede came from the side which I needed to walk back through to get back to the flat. So I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get an Uber. But then you couldn't get an Uber into the cocoon bit that I was describing. So I was trying to get to one of the streets on the outskirts of that. And I was about 3 minutes away from getting an Uber. And then literally about 60 like hooded blokes started coming up, walking down the street.
If I was there, I'd have taken him on, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm not you, Craig.
Thing we saw, was it me, Owen and Jay, the next day. When we were on the way to the game, Dom's still watching the Wales game.
Yeah.
It was... My real experience of it going off was just poor policing.
There was no sign.
We got
no
to the ground. Because the ground, you could see the ground, but it was really kind of enclosed by a big kind of load of fences and stuff. You couldn't actually get to the ground. And I just remember, we got to this roundabout, didn't we? We were just thinking, where's the signs? How do we get in? And every England fan was thinking the same, and no one knew where to go.
You could feel the tension change when you got to that bit.
That roundabout. Yeah. For me, it was originally confusion. No one knew how to get physically into the ground. That's all it was. The next minute, in the riot police thought, to solve this, we'll chuck tear gas in and just run it.
We got in. Yeah.
Do you remember when we walked past, there was like these police dogs, and they were just going,
mental. And I thought, that's what it was. As soon as you walked past them, you thought...
That's so funny you say that, because we went past, Weber, who's with us as well, went past...
We went past these police dogs,
and they were just like, they were wearing those
muzzles.
And obviously that looks intimidating. And then you look really close in there, and it's like wagging a tail. They weren't around.
They were jumping at each other.
Must have been you boys.
Well, as soon as the Welsh Irishman comes past, chills down, isn't it? But it was just unnecessary. The dogs, the tear gas, the shields. I don't know.
And everyone kind of, they're almost kind of getting us into that gated area, we're like penned in.
We did, we got stuck, didn't we?
And then they tear gas that. So
we got footage of that.
So the roundabout is, you can go into this weird little gated area where you can't get anywhere after that, or you can go left, down, right, or right.
Behind it looks like a park or something, but they gated that off, so basically you could go in. Yeah. They had a few kind of pop-up bars, but in there was just a load of England.
But whose idea was it? Who thought, let's open this dead-end avenue?
Yeah.
And chasing the fans into it.
Well, then when you're putting the tear gas in, it's not just English fans who are going to run that way.
Yeah,
the Russian fans are going to run that way as well. So, there's one guy. He was on his phone to someone. He was saying, "Some Russians just smashed me in the face." He's like, "I was just standing there. Smashed me in the face." And I lost you two.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then unfortunately, found you. And then you guys, because you're down the other end of the stadium. You tried to go, didn't you? But then you had to had to come back?
Yeah, we couldn't kind of move because, the tear gas kept coming. The riot police would pop up and just force you the wrong way or at least the way you didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I mean, I know all England fans aren't perfect. I'm sure there were some dickheads out there causing trouble. From my personal experience, though, poor policing instigated the bits we saw.
And before we move on to actually talking about the game, after the final whistle, what happened in the stadium?
Of course,
We saw it. We saw it from the other end, and you guys were right there. But I mean, it, literally, as the final whistle went, it was just a mass charge.
Where was the segregation?
There wasn't any.
I mean, look at any ground in English football, down the conference right up. There is always a decent line of stewards or a fence or something.
The netting, I think. Didn't they climb over the netting? I think that was a bit.
It was pathetic. I don't know who planned that.
Security in general was really, really slack. I thought when I was in the we're in the rush a bit. And when I was getting closer to the stadium, this policeman stops everyone and like checks if they're Russian or English. They asked me, like, English? And I just went, Kishkov.
Did you?
And he's like, he looks at me quizzically for a second and he went, yeah, go on through.
Did you?
In English? Like, he said, yeah, go on through then, mate.
Does Kishkov mean anything?
Or no,
just put OV at the end.
One of Dom's many talents is the ability to pretend to speak another language and get it right. You're not saying any words.
It's better, like,
yeah. And for years it seemed pointless. In that one moment.
Why'd you do it?
It was because it was literally on the final whistle. I wonder, I mean, obviously they did score the equaliser, but do you think they would have done it regardless?
Yeah.
I think they planned. I've seen a few reports that Russian fans had disguised themselves in English shirts to get into that bit and slide their way over. I think they planned it full whistle we're going to go. Because they seem to
had,
be...
They had better clubs.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They
I
thought,
think, and we said this yesterday, the atmosphere changed 5 minutes before the end of the game.
Yeah.
They lit a flare and then they pinged one up into the air
which
as well.
Stewards didn't approach
and
there was a massive,
there was a pretty loud bang and people going, oh, shit, this is going
to I went, why are they still playing? If I heard a bang that loud in the current climate, I'd be like,
What's the first rule in football? Play to the whistle.
Play to the whistle.
Not the
bang. Don't play to the... How many times, guys? Still playing to the explosions.
Ridiculous.
The game. Should we talk about the game?
So, yeah, should we bookend hooliganism now?
Hooliganism is hopefully finished for us, at least.
Although,
for a few days.
Saying that, we're having a sort of an armistice where we get to enjoy the Green Army. Because it's Ireland, Sweden.
Just to say, we've got
tickets to Russia, Slovakia.
Yeah,
I'm really intrigued for that. That's gonna be great. There could be repercussions, obviously, with what's gone down in Marseille. Like England and Russia have been threatened with being chucked out of the tournament.
They won't do that.
No. Also bad for us. Alcohol ban potentially in fan parks and games.
I think you said it in the last podcast. You know, you're not scared and angry about the possibility of hooliganism or terrorism, but. No alcohol.
Yeah, it's
real terror for me.
I mean,
it will be fascinating to see if that happens.
Official sponsor Carlsberg will be pissed off.
Yeah. They would have a say in it, definitely.
Has that happened, or is it just a rumour?
Yesterday, Sky Sports reporting saying that, it's been banned, but now it's the French government are encouraging each city to ban it.
I love how Owen's stayed on that story. We've literally, he told us that story last evening and we've woken up and had breakfast, but he knows what all the developments are.
Thank you very much. And the reporter on the scene, because we are in Paris.
We are. Yeah. So they're encouraging the cities to ban it, basically.
We'll be able to tell everyone later because we're going to the fan park.
We're going to be doing podcasts. Try and do it each morning if we can. But we're also on Twitter and Facebook. We're putting videos and stuff like that. And Snapchat as well, aren't we, Craigie? First time.
Yeah, I did a few of them. I need to get back on it, to be honest, but yeah.
Good story initially,
that one. So subscribe and follow and all that crap. The game itself. Let's go in order.
Bookend hooliganism, move on to the game.
Move on. Wales, Slovakia. Watched it in the fan park. Dom was on his own and stayed and watched it as we had to go to get to the ground. And although Dom got before me, it was ridiculous. Tell us about the game. What were your thoughts on the game?
I thought the game was incredible. Listening to the national anthem being played in a major tournament is obviously for Welsh support.
It was weird, wasn't it? It did feel weird.
Seeing Wales, it was up.
I thought it was amazing. I mean, the game itself, I think Slovakia were as good as Wales, potentially.
Quite scrappy, wasn't it?
They were better on the ball.
Couple of good players, aren't they?
A couple of midfielders that looked good. Overall, I think a draw would have probably been a fair result. But I mean, what a finish from Rahul Sinkarnu.
Good assist as well.
As clean as you like.
Could have used his laces, didn't.
No.
Didn't need to.
Use his shin / ankle.
I talk a lot about the golf swing and Payet the other day.
Yeah.
When Payet connects with the ball, it's like when you hear a golfer, connecting with a golf ball. That's perfect. Yeah. It was nothing like that.
And the assist was fumbled, Craig Hay.
Yeah.
From Ramsey, right?
But generally, I think when you've got a player like Gareth Bale, who I'm sure we'll move on to later when we talk Wales England, that you just could get magic out of nowhere, and that's he proved it. Even though the keeper should have potentially done better.
Poor goalkeeping.
If you can hit a ball like that from that range, then you've got a real weapon.
Seems like these days a lot of the free kick or just shots from outside the box, they try and make it bounce just before.
Top spin.
Modric's
goal yesterday.
Yeah, and Modric bounced before the goalkeeper, and he's almost got no chance.
Yeah.
I thought the game itself was brilliant. Joey Allen is a class apart.
You love him, don't you?
I really think he's underrated.
Johnny Williams did that as well.
He did really well.
Kicked all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe like two sentences on the Mohawks of Slovakia. Disappointing for me. I just think it looks ridiculous.
A lot of them as well.
Too many. too many.
And it's hard to know who's who then, isn't it? People like us who don't really know them that well.
So if you're gonna do that, then at least have one going like horizontally.
Yeah.
Or then a like a cross.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Or like a wiggly one. Just so we know we can tell which
one. That's a good point.
I really enjoyed Dom's celebration for Bear with Girls. I thought it was great. And we got it on Facebook.
We should put it.
It's on Ball Streets.
It's on Ball Streets, yeah. But we can put it on our Facebook.
Dom chucks his pint everywhere, didn't he?
Literally, yeah. There was that moment where you go, right, I've lost a bit of alcohol here. Am I going to enjoy this goal so much that I just throw the cup? And what did you do?
You threw the cup.
Yeah. At Weber.
He's gone for a nap now. So. Yeah. Then our game, England. What were your thoughts?
I think everyone's focused on the fact that we drew the game and we obviously should have won the game. Probably quite easily as well.
Mm.
The positives you take out of it is we played well, in all honesty. I think there was, and we've been talking about it ever since, I think a few mistakes from Roy, substitution.
Hodgson was the worst player, in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not manager.
So I thought we played very good football, created a lot of chances.
Yeah.
It seems a lot of the shots were just straight at the goalkeeper.
Mm. We weren't ruthless at all.
No.
Although the Rooney chance was a bit phenomenal save, wasn't it, really?
It was a good save, but I'm trying to count a few chances. Lallana had a couple, Rooney had another couple.
I thought
we just weren't there in the box in time, I think.
Yeah. I thought Rooney was just superb.
Yeah.
Why did he take it off?
Don't know.
Brilliant. I understood that. I did feel like he was falling away a bit. He wasn't getting on the ball as much. And putting someone like Jack Wilshere, we know he's a decent player who can hold on to the ball and who's looking to do something and impress, and you're 1-0 up, get him on and keep the ball.
True, but
I don't know.
I think he doesn't give you as much, and I never thought you'd say this, but Rooney offers a lot more defensively. Like, he was tracking back, he makes tackles, whereas Wilshere's a little bit light.
Did we draw because of that?
No, we didn't take our chances.
It's two things for me, the reason why it was a draw, because it's both goals. First of all, Craig's point, I think that you've got to put away more chances, you've got to create more chances, put away more chances.
Yeah.
But I think the other point, the other bit is, well, it was luck. That goal, if you loop ahead like that, it's very fortunate to get in.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that's my personal opinion. I mean, I haven't actually seen it that many times since.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was a bit of fortune in a fortunate ball and a fortunate header.
It wasn't a bullet header, was it? That was like, well, we couldn't save that. It was like the world stopped, didn't it, for a second as it went.
It's the only place he could have put that in. Like, just looped the goal, put it back where it came from, basically.
Yeah.
Russia were rubbish as well.
Yeah. They were. That's what makes it so frustrating. We really fucked up, and I hope it doesn't, affect going forward.
I'm hopeful that it could be a good lesson for us, but I think we'll find that out. We'll find that out in the first half of the game against Wales, because we started so well,
yeah.
and we should have got those goals. And what happened was we were so dominant, and then it got to about 55 minutes, and everyone was like, it's still 0-0 though, isn't it? Right, well, come on now, come on, score, come on, right, come on. And the pressure builds, doesn't it? And then people start to get a bit tense.
It was a cracking goal. The new Dyer could take free kicks.
Not you, that's for sure.
No, Weber.
Was it Weber? What did he say?
As soon as he was wrapped around to the rule, Weber went, Dyer, really? Taking a free kick.
That's a fair statement. Didn't expect it. Yeah, he was great as well. I thought the whole team was really, really good.
One player that should, in my opinion, and you guys might agree, should definitely have been subs, and I thought Vardy should have been given 20 minutes. Sterling off. I thought
his confidence looked shattered.
Yeah.
By the end. He just didn't have the ability to take his
mind. I wonder if he'll play on Thursday. I'm not sure he will. I think he'll play Vardy. That game against Russia was made for Vardy in the end. They're so
much space.
So
Sterling had so much space, yeah.
He would have ripped them to pieces.
Yeah, well, it did seem strange. Sterling made some very poor decisions. He is in a bit of a
rut.
Difficult place, yeah. And I think he's posted a picture and he's put like a hashtag that was saying something about like, how he'd had a mare or something.
Did he?
And he's got loads of, he's got loads of abuse for that or something, because he didn't
have a mare, but he seems a little bit negative, and I think it is confidence.
I think he just needs to get to the basics of it, get the ball to Kane, get those crosses in. If you're in the box, get your shot off. It all took too long.
I feel, last summer's transfer to Man City was really kind of vilified in the media, wasn't it, if you remember? By Liverpool fans, football fans in general. I truly think that's kind of been... that's in the mindset of England fans. I feel like he's the new next in line for England scapegoat award.
I do think there's a lazy narrative that he's just not a good player now, which is absolute bullshit.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not. It's what happened last summer that set this preference. Yeah, kind of like that
it's like every story of, like, I don't know, like a pop group. They're amazing. They're so good, and then no one really cares anymore. No, you're rubbish.
Yeah.
There has to be that.
It
kind of
always
arc.
Happens with England.
Yeah,
always happens. Come in, ace, next best thing.
Yeah, Beckham came on the scene. It happened with him.
Lampard had it. Gerrard's had it. Rooney's had it. Everyone's had it.
I think the difficulty is he's gone to Man City, who have such a large squad. He's not playing week in week.
He's not the best of seasons, has he?
He's probably not progressed.
This is the whole. This is the whole trouble with this kind of philosophy of you know, moving clubs for potentially money and all the rest of it. You lose the potential to play week in week out. And, that's his detriment a little bit. He would have developed a lot better if he stayed at Liverpool.
He's 21? 21.
Yeah,
young, isn't he?
Yeah, he's so young. Forget him. Really young. I tell you, well, that's a good example of that, maybe. If Adam Lallana had been at Arsenal growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Would he be the player he is now instead of being a player who used to play in League One? Captaining Southampton in League One or something ridiculous like that? And gone through the leagues and played a lot more games than a lot of other players.
Yeah.
It probably does play a part because he was great as well. Yeah. Seemed really intelligent, and it seems that he's got the intelligence to take on board what different managers want and to continue to improve because he's really stepped up since Klopp's come in.
I thought he played well.
I agree. He had a few chances. We maybe should have stuck one of them away, but we could say that about a few England players.
Yeah. So England, Wales.
I feel nervous about it now. It's put a lot of pressure on it. That Russia goal.
I said to you, Craig, yesterday, it would have been really nice going into that game with both sides having won.
Yeah.
And you could have really enjoyed the game, but now it's England have got a win.
Yeah, I'm really nervous about it.
I'm really confident.
Yeah?
I'm really, really confident.
I'm not really confident. I'm nervous, but I'd like to think that we'll get a result.
Mm. I feel like the good thing with, like, everyone's like gutted or whatever, you still got a draw. Dom was saying outside, like, the Russia fans go mad. Don't get me wrong. Can someone tell Russia they only drew? Can someone tell Russia they're still third in the group, alphabetically?
And haven't won the World Cup.
Exactly. Yeah, true. And if you think Euro 96, we drew that first game. We've never won the opening game of Euros.
1966. Drew with Uruguay. Exactly. And we got vilified in the press for that, apparently.
Spain lost to Switzerland in their first game. Yeah. So it's not the end of the world, but it does put pressure on that game.
Yeah.
How do you see it tactically, Dom?
I think it's going to be fascinating. Genuinely fascinating. I would imagine England will have most of the ball.
Yeah.
And Wales will look to counter-attack.
That suits Wales.
But then I think also, England will then counter-attack on Wales, which I think that would be a pattern of the game. Because as soon as it breaks down for Wales, I see Vardy playing.
Think Sterling will be dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I see that working, like, the counter-attack. That's where I worry.
It's just been chaos.
Yeah.
It's like an under-11s game.
It's going to be like basketball.
Yeah.
How you described it, yeah, see that.
I think Joe Ledley is really important. It sounds mental because he's not a big, massive name. But he's really important.
How is his injury coming along?
He came on against Slovakia. Did he? I think because there is no... if he's not there, then there's nothing really to protect against, like, those behind the forwards.
Mm-hmm.
So you players like Ali, or if Rooney goes into that position, then I think they would cause huge problems to Wales.
I cannot wait for that game, actually.
I'm so excited, but quite nervous about it.
It's a watershed moment for that tournament, because if we want to do something, we have to win. But if we win that game and win it well, we've had two brilliant performances.
Which is
and
rare.
It completely turns it around, doesn't it?
It's rare in tournaments that England play consistently well.
But Wales, I mean, if Wales can win the group.
If Wales win that game, then it's
you're
it's
a nightmare.
If Wales draw that game, that they're through.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
If we win the game, we're through.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
There's no way you can.
I can't get my head around this third place thing at all.
You will. You'll get there, Craig.
I'm not looked into it.
What's great about that, Craig, is you don't have to decide it or work it out. Just wait.
Wait until you're seatmate.
Yeah. Someone will tell you what's happening.
I'm not involved in UEFA's decision making.
What do you guys make of Bale's comment?
I was reading this earlier. So, you found this funny, didn't you, Dom? So, Roy Hodgson's basically...
Little grin on Dom's face.
Hodgson's basically kind of fired back at Bell. He hasn't really said anything, Hodgson, but Bell earlier in the week said England bigged themselves up before they've ever done it, like before they've done anything. So just saying,
Who did he say that to? It's a press conference.
Yeah. So in a press conference. So He's obviously, you know, that's heating things up a little bit.
England big themselves up before they do anything.
Did you mean the England team and manager? Who?
Team.
I think the media do, that's correct.
Maybe that's out of context. Maybe he's being kind. And he's saying, you know, that there's a lot of expectation on England.
Yeah, maybe.
And they...
If you look at it that way...
The players get bigged up before even starts the tournament.
I think that's factually accurate, though, isn't it? Yeah. We're always like, England have got a real chance. England have got a real... Every single tournament.
Yeah.
And we got to the semi-finals 20 years ago. That's the best we've done.
To be fair, we did win 10 out of 10 qualifiers. We have done something.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
And you have to big yourself up before something, not after it, don't you?
Okay. When you're out.
Otherwise, you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali did that.
Yeah.
Cool wrestling.
But it's good to get a bit of bite before one of these
games. Yeah, Hodgson's just come back and said, you know, we're used to people saying things like that. If that's his view, he's entitled to it.
I think it's good. That's nice, though. Just little tiny little needle.
Yeah.
Just twist it a little bit. Lovely.
Oh, I can't bear that. I thought it'd be loose or Wales, but do we add it? I was saying this to Dunley today, when I was following Stoke in my earlier days, I despised Cardiff City.
Why?
Yeah.
Because whenever I went to Cardiff, Ninian Park, I used to get bottled all the rest of it every single time. And if I'm honest, that spread to South Wales in general. South Wales football fans, I've got a horrendous experience with them.
I went to uni in Cardiff and I went to a few Cardiff games before they moved stadium. It was a bit of a horror show.
Yeah, and I've got a bit of a grudge against Wales, if I'm honest, based on my experience of going to Swansea and Cardiff and stuff, and I can't lose to them.
Yeah. I know we bookended it, so we probably won't talk about it, but I'll just leave the question hanging.
Lingering there like a fart.
There have been plenty.
Just flat stings. It's a secret fart.
We're living off Big Macs, so,
things happen. That was
like one. Wales are obviously playing England next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kick off, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, Russian fans will be generally there still. Because they played the day before. So,
everyone's in Lille.
It's idiotic. Those four teams are in Lille.
Do you think the Russian fans, like, they're just nonchalantly chatting to each other? So what's your plan? Where are you off to? So, we've got England, we'll smash them up in Marseille. And then we've got Slovakia in Lille, which, and what's great about that?
Actually, there's political.
There must be
Soviet Union and all that. Yeah.
So beat them up. And then the great thing is that just 30 miles down the road the next day, there's Wales and England, so we're going to go smash them up again.
What's great, half our job will be done for us by the Welsh. So wonderful. Yeah, brilliant.
And then they meet the Welsh in 5 days' time.
Yeah. We'll finish them off. pick them off.
Yeah.
And then we'll go home because we're bottom of the group.
It's a chance to affairs. I say this statement with absolute confidence. I think you'll agree. It will kick off.
Ugh.
It will.
It just will. It's boring. It's really old.
It's.
I just want to have a pint and watch the footy.
Yeah.
Both of them have been threatened.
It makes you really think about that trip to Lens, because we were always planning on going, staying in Lille and going down to Lens, and it was always advised to not go, but seeing what we saw in Marseille, particularly if the police act the way they do, which is fairly
aggressive.
If we want a ticket, then we have to travel to Lens, really.
Yeah, so it's...
We do, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be pointless buying a ticket.
What I mean is you have to buy one. You have to buy a ticket to go to the game. Unless you get it early.
So we're stuck a bit now. We don't know whether to go to Lens or stay in Lille and watch in the fan park that might not have alcohol.
Well, Lens definitely won't have alcohol.
I completely understand why they're not selling alcohol, but...
I don't know what to do.
People would buy it elsewhere, wouldn't they? That's the thing.
We'll have to get smashed before.
Yeah,
and then they're
but then maybe I don't know how big this ban is, whether they can ban from off licenses.
I guess.
Who knows?
Well, I'll find a way.
Back to the football, and we're in Paris today, and Ireland are playing Sweden. We went out for we went to a Scottish pub.
Feel like they were part of it.
You put up a picture saying this must be the most frustrated
bar owner
in Paris.
Yeah.
He
bought it.
The money.
He bought it.
He changed your name to O'Hara's or something like that.
Just for this one. When they heard that the format has been increased to 24 teams, you thought, right, I think Scotland might do this. Let's get a Scottish pub in preparation. And then they didn't even do it.
There's a Danish
pub
down the road as well.
There's a Dutch one. We actually went to Dutch. We went to a Dutch cafe for Scottish beer.
Didn't have any drugs in it.
Just beer.
So yeah, watch that. And then we turned into a bit of a crawl and chatted with some Sweden fans and chatted with some Irish fans. And today's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, so we're going to go down there really shortly.
Dom's going to the game.
Yeah, got a ticket. Excited. I am really excited, actually. It's in the Island End. Back in Paris for the first time since Thierry Henry cheated.
And hopefully we'll see the other side of a tournament. Do you know what I mean?
And hopefully the weather stays relatively good and we can enjoy the fan park underneath the Eiffel Tower. How's that sound?
It's going to be amazing.
We don't like a beer.
Hey, and then we'll go to the fan park, shall we?
The pay is your pay, isn't it?
What is it?
Tear gas,
yeah.
Tear gas in general.
It stinks.
It's shit, isn't it?
It's overrated. I'm not getting any after this.
We were getting tear gas.
I took
my sunglasses off and went, put your sunglasses on.
Yeah, didn't it? She wasn't saying that, when we were getting tear gas.
We were getting tear gas.
I'll tell you what's ironic. You remember, it's the most laughable bit of fashion that's ever been created. But you know, little wannabe hooligans wear them goggle hood jackets. Yeah. Do you know which ones are me?
Yeah.
They would have been brilliant. Perfect. They would have been amazing.
Maybe that's why they bought them.
God, that'd be mine.
You can never be too sure. So yeah, this week's pet hate.
It's quite simply
tear gas.
I think most will agree with that.
Yeah.
We got any other pet hates in the Euro so far? I've got one.
Terrorism, I was going to say.
I tell you what, it's a good thing, but it's probably not a pet hate, but there's a terror alert app.
My dad told me about that.
My girlfriend made me download it.
Really?
I need to get that. My dad told me to get it.
Just in case.
Is it called SAT or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It's not a pet hate, but it's just that.
It's a shame.
It's not making me feel any better about this.
It could happen, so you've got to download the app. Is the app free or they charge it?
The app is free. Imagine that. £6.
Yeah. Is your life worth £6?
that's
the advertising campaign, isn't it?
How
much do you value your life?
I'm going to rely on you two having the app.
I'll get it. Another little pet hate. Do you find that the atmosphere, when there's a goal scored in the fan parks, there's a little bit forced atmosphere?
What do you mean?
When we're in the fan park, they have this like Gangnam style dance off thing they're attempting to get going.
I didn't see that.
You don't see it on the screen. It was like you know, you get games on PlayStation where you have to dance off and follow and all that stuff. Yeah. There was one of them on the screen. They had like
that was in between games.
Trying to encourage people to dance. That shit. Let us sing songs.
Yeah.
England fans trying to get the atmosphere going, but you drowned that by Gangnam style.
Yeah, fair play.
It's a good song, but just not there.
Right, so let's wrap it up, shall we? So follow us on Twitter at GT4ABL. We're gonna be underneath the Eiffel Tower in a fan park. Dom's going to the game, so we'll get loads of bits of fun and colour from the day. So if you want to see all that, then check it out on our Facebook page and Twitter. And yeah, we'll try and do a bit of Snapchat as well. We'll do another podcast definitely probably tomorrow with Soreheads.
Dom, you're
on it.
We always had wine with the breakfast, we didn't.
I guess the end line, I'm going to take it this week, Dom, if that's
right. Please do.
Because we're all here and we're safe, but there's a phrase, a sign off that seems to keep happening in all the WhatsApps and texts that we get, or when you meet a guy and then leave, you know, a Burnley fan and then leave. And it's two words and it's very simple, and I think it works for everyone in the current climate. So to everyone starting off their week as we go to the game today, stay safe.